The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Yeah, that would be fair.
I want to go back.
Yeah, when you go back, they pay you. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we started the show. By stopping talking, by ending the conversation.
No, we can keep going. We can shit on Montreal if you want.
Oh, no, I was talking about the show Inside Jokes on Amazon. Uh-huh. And they make it like, oh, this. If you get into the new faces, your life's going to change. It won't. It's
Mine
not going to change. Dave's didn't change. You know whose face did change? Shane Torres, our first guest.
Real guest.
Honestly, I was thinking about just being quiet.
Not real guest, but guest.
The podcast is haunted.
Yeah.
Shane's got laryngitis, but he's sitting in.
Yeah. That's where Shane and I met the first time.
Is that right?
Montreal.
Yeah.
I remember we were just hanging out. Like, we were somewhere. It was like during the day and just like. There was like
I was
some,
so distraught then, I didn't tell
There was
you
some
about.
Like meet and greet walkthrough at some hotel. And,
oh, yeah, there was like
And
a,
somehow you and I were just outside, kind of both
we found
like,
each other near the food.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it sucks. Was, because they had brisket from Schwartz's, and we were our smoked meat, and we were like, so you and me, huh? We're going to do the heavy lifting on this?
I like this guy.
Yeah, so here we go.
That's what I call a meat cute, but it's M-E-A-T. Guys, huh?
That's pretty good.
That's a fun joke.
Not bad. Not bad.
For you two slobs.
Yeah.
All right. You're here in a gray tank top with the city of Chicago.
It's my house, dog. It's my house. Wear what I want.
We all drink out of your promotional cups.
This isn't promoted. I got this from the Montego Bay Airport. And my coffee mug. We're drinking Peligroso tequila.
Is that right?
That means dangerous in Spanish.
Okay.
So let's see where this afternoon goes.
Are you guys big tequila guys?
I'm not. He is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a tequila guy.
But it's not your go-to.
He's a whiskey liquor. Man. I think it's a healthier liquor.
It is. I'm a rye whiskey guy.
You want some? I got something like that up here.
Maybe in a minute. I'm
Come on, Shane. Drink some alcohol.
Well, like, once I've been so good. And then last night I run into him for 20 minutes and then the fucking wheels fall off.
Yeah. What'd y'all get into?
I did that show at La Poubelle and then we just went over to Birds and then we're back here and I forget. I don't know if I was.
I like Birds, man. Have you had their rotisserie chicken?
No.
It's good.
Is it? Everybody was like, it sucks.
No, I thought it was solid.
People said, well.
Real solid.
Josh Adam Myers was saying, he was like, you need to be like, you have to tell him to get you like the one off the rotisserie, not the one that's been sitting for a minute.
Well, yeah.
But like, that's like every place will do that.
Yeah.
They just got to get through their old product. Like anybody who orders a to-go chicken, they're getting the oldest chicken they have.
Give me some old chicken.
Yeah.
Give me that mutton
Better
chicken.
Better no chicken.
Well, we went there, and then I got Came lit. Back. I got lit.
Yeah?
Was I yelling while I was here?
No, we were really quiet.
I couldn't remember if I was loud.
We were really quiet. I was going to be like, when you were walking us out, I was going to be like, good night, Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel was sleeping.
Oh, man.
I was like, well, I'll just come back here and party.
You'll be an asshole.
Everybody real quiet.
Yeah. Me, him, and Toscani. And yeah, we had a few drinks. I had like four drinks over 5 hours or something like that. But I haven't
drank two tequilas here and then drank a beer walking to the show and then had some beers.
Yeah. It was a fun night.
I was getting into it.
It was a fun night. You had a fun set.
I was being silly.
Yeah.
I'm in the silly stage of comedy.
Are you?
I don't.
You feeling silly?
That's a good stage to be in.
Yeah.
You've been kind of burnt out the last couple weeks.
I was burnt out, but then in town sets, when you're doing 10 minutes after a couple drinks, like, fun jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you know what? I think it was because I was watching an Inside Jokes thing, and they had the LA people on there. One of them is Simon fucking...
Gibson?
No.
Simon Gibson.
What's his name? Gibson. Oh, yeah, I thought you said Kitson. Simon Gibson. And he's real funny. Makes me laugh.
Yeah, that guy is like always on the border of a meltdown.
Yeah, he always seems like maybe he's not doing well on stage, but he's like real funny. Yeah. So I was watching that. And I think that wore off on
him. See that thing where he walks out and he just goes, straight white male. And he moves his fat little arms like he shifts them. It's pretty good. Funny guy.
But I was having a good time with comedy.
The dumber comedy I see now, and I'm not saying this in a mean way, the more I laugh at it, than like a nuanced, like very clever, well-written.
Oh, yeah.
I've really turned.
Syndrome of a Downs. Yeah, got it out there. Let's get some hate mail about that one.
You guys get hate mail?
Once in a while.
Yeah, every now and then.
So, yeah. People think we don't get to the topic soon enough.
Yeah. Have you not figured that out yet?
No.
You're not, don't come to us for the real info.
Yeah.
You come to us for the charm.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, the fucking charm, idiots.
I would say the personalities more than the charm.
Okay, that too.
We sell the sizzle, baby.
Uh-huh.
What'd you do this week, Dave?
Oh, God. I've been sick.
Still sick?
Still sick. I'm turning the corner, though. I'm feeling it got worse since I've seen you last, but now I'm getting better. I think I had acute bronchitis and borderline pneumonia.
Jesus.
But I'm all right. I'm good.
You think you do.
I'm good.
Yeah, just cough on these mics that we use interchangeably every week.
I'm good, man. Just, you know, just doing my thing. Just laying around, coughing, wheezing, you know. I've been really getting into vinyl. I'm finally a nerd, by the way. Feels good to be a fucking nerd. I'm a nerd about something.
Are you buying stuff you like, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm buying stuff I like. But I got into this, there's this website called LP.Reverb, and it's kind of like eBay for vinyl. They have auctions. So all week I've been sick and I just hadn't felt like doing much.
Spending
so
money on like
just been laying around the house, just bidding on these auctions and like
buying Talking Heads albums.
Yeah,
how much have you?
Oh,
what's the most you spent on a record?
Oh, it's all been cheap stuff this week. Like the most expensive record I bought on an auction was like $10-$12.
Oh,
so not bad.
But you find these, you know. But some of these fuckers are vicious because they've got like I think they're up for 7 days and they all have a countdown. Like there's 5 days and 12 hours left in this.
Yeah.
Even down to the second.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these fuckers just sit and wait literally. I had an REM record I had bid on. I was the high bidder for like all week.
And then you
and
got
like
snaked.
A couple people kept bidding.
Never
and I was like, all right.
Interest.
I kept,
you got to wait. You got to do that. I do it with my RC car parts. Wait till the last minute.
This motherfucker waited to the last second.
Yeah.
Like I'm watching it because I keep a track of it. Like, all right, today at like 3, this auction ends. I want to keep, you know, and I'm watching it like literally within 30 seconds. Left, you've been
like
outbid, and by the time I could get on and do it, it was already over. And I was like,
you know what you have to do? Like, what's the outbid? You buy like a dollar,
50 cents.
Yeah,
I think it go
you know
up in 50 cents.
Like, you like figure out what it's worth to you, and then at that same time, no matter what, you just be like, okay, he's gonna bid up the smallest amount, right?
Yeah.
So you just be like, all right, well then I'll do $2 more, just like right then, like I'll up my bid even more, just then, just to be. Because if it's worth more, two more bucks to you, then what's the big deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is a real
shitty. Yeah, eBay has those things where you could put it like, this is the max you'll bid, and then it'll automatically do it incrementally. If someone puts an offer in, it'll put more.
For you, it'll bid for you.
Yeah, up to a certain amount.
Okay.
I don't have the finesse with it.
Yeah. But dude, I'm having so much fun with that, though.
Yeah, like, you're enjoying
it? It's just pages and pages of albums, and a lot of them start out so cheap, like at $2. I won an auction the other day, and my bid was $1.50. That's like, yeah, I'm a mogul.
How much is the shipping on that?
Yeah, the shipping's like $5.
It's already broken, so just
I was I was talking with Tom Rhodes the other night. You guys know Tom Rhodes?
I've met Tom.
He was in New York for a bit. We were talking. He's like, he's a big vinyl guy. He's like, going on the road is the best thing ever, going to record shops.
Dude, that's all
because,
I did
like,
last tour.
Every Zeppelin album in L.A. is $70 on vinyl. You know, but there he's like, you'll get it for $10.
Yeah. Dude, that's all I did last tour. Like, almost every city.
Jerry's in Pittsburgh is like the best record store I've ever been in my life.
Oh, man, I went somewhere in Pittsburgh.
Huge record store and like...
Oh, it wasn't Jerry's. This one, I forgot the name
Jerry's.
Of it. But this the one I went to in Pittsburgh was the most... Per square foot, the most inventory.
Yeah, and they
I've
have like
seen.
A massive comedy section.
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah, it just
yeah.
looks like a library.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
just walls and walls of shit. But yeah, I'm into it, man.
You guys want to start your own podcast?
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys wear underpants? Remember, we got those pants.
That's, what is it? Yeah,
and they're like fine. They're pants.
$80 sweatpants.
Yeah.
$80 sweatpants.
I don't know if I've ever owned any.
Me neither.
Thing
worth these are
free. $80 that I would wear.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't
no,
own
I have a suit. I have a couple of suits.
I don't have a suit. That's a great point. I don't think I've ever owned an $80 garment.
Yeah.
Well,
what about you, Canade?
What about me?
Any $80 garments? $80 garment.
Yeah, you were there when I bought that jacket.
Oh, that's right.
You talked me into buying a leather jacket.
I didn't talk you into it. You were ready.
You told me I look good.
Yeah. Real hard sell for
me. We were in Boston at the store. I was wearing a leather jacket. Where I bought my Kona shirt. It's a good store. Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, this is like the most money I've ever spent on any clothes.
How much was it?
It was a lot of money.
$1,000?
No.
Okay, good.
But not far off.
I have to recreate that Seinfeld episode where where Jerry gets a leather jacket in Georgia. You paid $400. If you don't say anything, I'm going to assume you paid $400. And then Jerry just stonewalls him. He's like, $500? You paid $500.
Well, I remember, like, we were on that run of shows and you bought that jacket, and then we were like, in a Quality Inn in Northampton. You're like, hey, am I a dick because I bought this expensive jacket and we're sharing a hotel room at a Quality Inn in Northampton, Mass? And I'm like, you're fine. And then we hung out with those guys from Deer Tick.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Deer Tick.
They were hanging out.
Yeah.
Anyway, get fixed up if you need to get fixed up. You hear that, Dave?
Oh, I'm good.
With your...
You think I need fixing?
What I mean, with you being sick and not going to the doctor.
Yeah, that's not a mental
thing. I don't
want
him giving me a bunch of shit like medicine to make me feel better.
My mental health is fine. I'm in good spirits.
Well, that's good, but yeah. I'm just saying, it's saying to get help. Any kind of help.
I'm fine.
All right.
We'll need no doctor. I just
No medicine man coming. People
were shouting at me last week. They're like, they're not going to make you do anything. You don't want to. I get it.
Bunch of prince.
What I'm
voodoo.
Saying is, I don't want to learn that I have diabetes or congestive heart issues.
Yeah, well, but so you it's know, if better you never to face just it, if you never face an issue, how could it be one?
It's better like, to just like, not know about.
That's like when people don't pay their taxes, the IRS just lets it go.
Well, I guess he's just not interested.
Hey, man, I got fucking. There's plenty of good people here paying a few bucks.
If he doesn't acknowledge us, do we even exist? I mean, I don't know.
I heard my own voice being echoed just now.
I don't have time for either. It's just a cough. I'm good.
I know, but you should go. Get your.
I've come this far.
Yeah. Famous last words.
I've been sick for this long.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm all right.
You just coughed.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
We just want you to be around for a while, Dave.
I'm good. Watched a bunch of shitty movies this week while I was sick.
What'd you watch?
I saw maybe the worst movie I've ever seen.
Oh, boy.
Maybe, like, literally, like, how did this fucking piece of shit get made? I saw a movie called White Girl. Have you seen White Girl?
No.
The trailer looked decent. It's a white girl.
I love how it's like, well, this sounds like a movie for me.
Oh, it's a white girl from Oklahoma. She moves to New York and like she's like a freshman in college or something. Mm-hmm. But then she meets like a dude. And I don't know if he's like supposed to be Puerto Rican or Cuban or whatever, but it's kind
of
like
one of my people.
Well, you know, it's one of those like,
one of them
wrong
Mexicans.
Side of the tracks guys. Yeah, yeah. She's a
good, wholesome
she's
girl.
She's a wholesome girl from
and he's
Oklahoma.
A streetwise. Yeah. Latino.
And there's no Romeo backstory. The whole movie, it's just her doing cocaine. She's just going around partying, just doing cocaine and making bad decisions. I don't even people like no big names that I recognize.
Yeah.
But it was the worst fucking movie I've ever seen. Like, and it could have been they could have done something with that story. You know, classic story, boy meets girl, blah blah blah.
Could have made it interesting.
But there was we don't know why this girl's just doing coke all the time. And,
like you did just said a log line from IMDb is summer New York City. A college girl falls hard for a guy she just met. After a night of partying goes wrong, she goes to wild extremes to get him back.
All she does is just. I think the whole movie takes place in the course of like 2 or 3 days, and it's just like a 72-hour coke binge, just running around town to different parties. And
that's how that works.
Oh, it's a documentary.
No, I wish it was.
That's how that goes.
But it was the worst movie. It was like, and it had. Did you ever see Kids?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like that movie was interesting, but it's still like
it's kind of a hard watch in a way. Yeah, in a way of like. It's not very, like, there's not a lot of flow to it. Yeah.
And then we had to take those guys seriously.
Yeah.
I ran into one of them in a bar with Sean Donnelly, one of the guys from Kids.
Oh, I meant, like, the director. That's
Harmony Korine.
Yeah. Or the writer. Who's the writer? The guy, like, just vaguely child porn type stuff.
Was it Harmony Korine?
Harmony wrote that.
He was the writer, but the director
does
vaguely child pornographic stuff. Yeah.
Did you ever see Gummo?
Yeah, that one was so upsetting.
Both those movies.
You guys should
just
do an episode on that movie. Yeah,
Larry Clark.
Leave such a bad taste in
your
mouth.
Well, like, Gummo, when the two, like, redneck, like white trash brothers are beating the shit out of each other in the kitchen. You're just like, what's going on? And
well, in some of those scenes like that, like...
That's like familiar to me too. I know those people.
Well, and the thing about Gummo was like, oh, this scene here is a documentary. These aren't actors. They can't be.
Yeah.
These are real fucked up pieces of shit.
Yeah. And the little kid lifting weights or lifting spoons in the basement and stuff. It's just like...
The whole fucking movie is weird. But anyway, White Girl kind of had that effect where it just leaves a terrible taste in your mouth. Like, why did I just watch that? Like, I didn't get any... there was no redeeming
you're
qualities
sick, you're
to
just
it.
Laying there like, yeah, just passing the time. I get it. Well, did you watch anything good?
I did watch two good movies. I watched the Charles Bradley documentary. You know Charles Bradley? Charles Bradley's this... I think he just passed away recently, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
62-year-old black soul singer who for 40 years was a James Brown impersonator, just doing little bitty shows in New York. And then this record label, Daptone Records, which is some of these labels have been doing that. Fat Possum did it with old blues guys. About 10 years ago, Fat Possum Records would go out and find these old blues guys that were big in the 50s and 60s and hadn't done anything since. And they recorded them, put their records out, and now they were starting to get some notoriety and they could tour and make a living. Well, Daptone was doing that. They did that with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And then Charles Bradley, anyway, just this 62-year-old dude living in New York, 40 years, just struggling, trying to be a musician. They find him, put out, they record him. Now he had like 3 or 4 great records.
He does that cover of Changes by Black Sabbath that's at the beginning of Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The ballad on Volume 4 of Black Sabbath. But anyway, just a great documentary about just some dude and like, I think he was illiterate, just terrible upbringing. Saw his brother get murdered.
Jesus Christ.
62 years old, trying to take care of his elderly mom. Nobody has any money, and now you kind of see
he's doing okay.
You
now.
See his rise to like, oh shit, I can pay my bills now.
And he
like,
kind of got cut short, right?
Yeah, I think he died recently.
Not long after fame,
but put out at least 3, maybe 4 records. Yeah. But just like great, just great soul.
Is that
I heard something with him the other day? I think
is that sad or is it like better to go out on your way up?
No, I think it was. Yeah, like, I mean. I didn't
think
it was
sad that he just got a little taste of it.
Like, but at least he got a taste
of it. But yeah, I was like, oh, things are like people around me are taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's like
you get the job that you took care of your end, I think is like, is a nice, satisfying thing. But it would have been nice to see him get to enjoy it.
Yeah. And I think he had a few years of that because this documentary came out in 2013. So I think he passed like a year ago. I don't know. So he had at least a few years of it. And then I saw another movie.
And then the documentary took a few years. So he probably did.
I saw a movie called Mud with Matthew McConaughey.
Great. And Sam Shepard.
That was all right.
That was good.
I fucking love
Sam Shepard.
Yeah.
That was all right.
Bummer. He died this year.
Yeah. Not a new movie. That movie's about 5 years old. But like solid movie. Mud.
Really interesting guy.
But I will say this. I like McConaughey. But he was at his most McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
He was just do the thing that you do.
Yeah.
I just read
a guy named Mud.
Yeah.
I just read somewhere. Somebody's like, I think Matthew McConaughey doesn't even know he's making movies. I think people just follow him around and move set pieces around behind him. Just be like, yeah, now he's in this movie. Like, and he doesn't know. He's just being himself.
Hey, drive this Lincoln.
Yeah. All right.
He's being a movie Truman Show.
Yeah. There's just always somebody around. I'm like, quick, put the sunset behind him. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty.
Like, Reese Witherspoon, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, my name's Sarah. Sarah, what are you doing?
Shit, you look like Reese Witherspoon.
This guy always says, take two.
I went and saw Us.
Oh, how was that? I heard it didn't live up to the hype. Not as good as the first one?
No.
Get Out?
No.
I liked Get Out.
I liked Get Out a lot. And
Get Out was really fun.
Us was just kind of like...
Yeah?
It's fun because then I went back to like read reviews and it's like how reviewers just don't know how to say like, yeah, it's just not great.
Really?
And so you see everybody trying to justify, well, people are asking how, and that's not the question of the film. It should be why? Because it's like, how did these things happen? Like, I need some semblance of plausibility, you know, even if it's ridiculous in ghost movies and everything. All right, yeah, whatever. This doll's haunted, and here's the beginning of it.
Yeah, like it feels like every year there's a movie people are afraid to not like.
Yeah.
You know, is the one.
Yeah. Like I felt like The Master was that way. Like I was like, it's like a compelling thing, but I didn't like the movie that much, even though
I fell asleep in the theater.
There's some great acting.
All the components are there.
Yeah, like it's not. it's like it's pretty good. It's just not living up to the potential you want it to be. Yeah. Yeah. Like if it doesn't. I'm sure it was fine. No, like if it had been his first movie, people would be like, "That's pretty good. The guy's got a future."
Yeah. You know? No. Yeah. Us. All the acting was good. The direction, like the way the suspense and the scary parts were set up, but the plot, the whole plot of it, was just like, this doesn't add up at all. Like there's so many holes in it.
Really?
That I found it to be distracting.
Did he write that?
Yeah, wrote, directed, produced. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, there's too many holes in this thing to me. The scary parts were good. And I liked the idea of it, but it was just like, well, why? Why is this happening? How is this happening? Logistically, how is this, am I supposed to believe that this is what's going on in this movie? And so I was just, Then every reviewer is like, it's manipulating the idea that there's good and bad. And I was like, maybe it was just an okay movie. Mm-hmm. And
that's the thing. Like, people are really, it's crazy how critics can be like hypercritical and then like, will fall short on their sword too.
Yeah.
They're afraid of,
Well, buddy, what'd you do this week? You traveled way up here.
I was in Alaska.
How was that?
It was good. It was actually pretty, you could tell it was like a lot of people at their first comedy festival.
Okay. So this is a festival.
Yeah, and so I kind of stayed away from that. There's youngsters getting at it.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, I get it. I get it. Have fun, everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that with
you.
So much weed. I smoke so much weed.
Yeah? Did you do those mushrooms?
No, I brought them back.
Oh?
Took them on a plane like a bad boy.
Wow.
Yeah, come and get them, coppers.
Yeah.
No, it was cool. Well, Cat Smiley put it on, and it was the shows I had were fun. And the shows I went to in front is at this venue, Chilicoot Charlie's. Is that when you played when you were up there?
I don't remember.
Chilicoot Charlie's?
It's called Coots now.
It was like a big kind of rowdy bar.
Yeah, and there's like five or six different bars inside this bar kind of thing. And so they would have shows in different rooms. And but it was fun.
And then it's like oil workers and felons are the audience. And like,
it was Anchorage.
And the town woman.
There really was. I guess the ratio is real way off.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of dude. It's pretty dude heavy up there, right?
Yeah.
It just felt like Seattle to me.
Really?
Because I had a rental car. I went out and went to like an animal conservation area. Like I saw a bear and shit. All right. I saw a moose. But I saw what I was supposed to see.
Saw a moose walking down the freeway when I was there.
Real northern exposure
just
style.
Literally walking on the freeway. Like, not on the median. Like, in a lane.
Moose gonna
say something.
Yeah.
Moose gonna moose.
Yeah, fuck
you. They always say you're supposed to try and hit the back end of them if they come out of nowhere.
Huh.
Because their antlers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
can impale you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, if you're hitting a moose, are you really thinking that way?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, fucking terrible.
Where'd you stay?
Cut your butt off.
Did you stay at the Anchorage Hotel?
No, I stayed at the Captain Cook Hotel. Celebrating that guy who I heard was maybe not a nice guy.
Huh.
With all his
there's probably not a lot of room for PC culture.
Settling of native lands.
Shane, when I was up there about 10 years ago, I stayed at like literally it made all the list, one of the top 10 most haunted hotels in America.
The Anchorage Hotel?
I think it's just called the Anchorage Hotel.
Should have done an episode on that.
The Anchorage Inn or something like that. It was, and I had an experience.
Was it scary?
Yeah, it was. It was definitely.
What happened?
My experience was pretty tame.
After a bunch of weed, he thought one of his pillows moved.
No, the pillows did move.
Backwelding underwear.
A pillow moved from one bed to the other.
It's expensive, but like, at least I know it doesn't feel
sure? good. I'm 100% sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
I was with a buddy. Do you know Jared Harris?
Yeah, funny dude.
Yeah.
Anchorage Historic Hotel.
Jared and I were up there. We're sharing a room, two beds. And it was a big kind of a suite thing, big like apartment. And we're in the living room watching this movie. And we're on these wicker couch, this wicker furniture. It was so uncomfortable. And each of us had
charming, but it's really not good for my back.
Yeah. Each of us had a giant red pillow on our beds. And during the movie, Jared gets up and gets his red pillow off of his bed. Just one pillow, one big red pillow on each bed. I see him get up, get his pillow off of his bed, and I'm watching that. I'm like, that's a good idea. As soon as this goes to commercial, I'm going to go grab my pillow off my bed. 5 minutes later, goes to commercial. I get up, walk over to my bed. The pillow that was on my bed is now on his bed, and he's holding his pillow. And I watched him get his pillow off of his bed. And now,
did you look in a mirror when you were doing
that? No, man. No, went down.
I don't.
And no, and that was like incredibly tame to some of the stuff that happens there. When I checked in, there was this huge guest book. And the clerk even said, oh, if you see anything weird or ghost, just write it in the book. Don't bother me. And there's just hundreds, hundreds of accounts of crazy ghost stuff. One of the most common things was people would always ask the clerk, like, are they doing like a reenactment out in the alley? There's who's the old guy in the crazy old turn of the century cop uniform? Are they doing like a play or reenactment? He's like, nope, that's the ghost.
Yeah.
The town sheriff got shot and murdered in the alley behind the place. And ever since then, people will just always see this guy in like an old cop uniform just wandering around that alley.
Oh, thanks, man.
Crazy stuff.
Not that I don't believe in that stuff, but I'd rather not fucking be near it. You know, like I don't think it's not that I don't think it's possible, but I get very like, if I don't fuck with them, they probably won't fuck with me. Yeah. It's kind of my approach to it.
Yeah. Let's get into that. First, I wanted to say, chef hack that I did.
Oh,
last night.
What do you got?
Tell me if you're impressed.
Okay.
Made macaroni and cheese.
Uh-huh. Again.
Didn't have any milk.
Didn't have any chili.
Didn't have any milk.
Uh-huh.
I used some spinach dip.
What kind of spinach dip?
Just Trader Joe's spinach dip. I was making macaroni and cheese, but I didn't have milk. You gotta have milk. So I melted down some spinach dip.
I don't hate it.
It worked.
You know what?
It worked.
I bet.
You know what I like about this? You melt it down, put it in with the mac and cheese, put it in a casserole dish, breadcrumbs over the top. You got a nice
spinach mac casserole.
Yeah.
I didn't use a lot because it only needed like a quarter cup of milk. But I'm like, well, I'll just cut a wedge out of this frozen spinach dip.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's dairy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Took it down. Add a little oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah. I was wondering if, like, what fuck are you thinking?
I'll give you this. Like, you're not a great chef, and you'll admit that, but your improv skills in the kitchen.
It's all zip, zap, zop some shit together.
Man. Pretty good.
Yeah.
He's always making homemade A1. He's always making these Frankenstein
it's like two
sauces.
Two things, I put them together.
You know?
You know, after
why haven't you two opened some kind of condiment company together yet?
I would like to have my own line of sauces.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
There's a comic whose his thing is hot sauce. He makes hot sauce.
Yeah.
Did we meet that guy?
And some people make them too hot and there's not enough flavor.
I met a dude
as merch
in Huntsville.
Though, as comedy merch.
That's not bad.
And it was like this great idea.
Because everybody loves hot
sauce. And then they want to get more of it.
Yeah.
And your name's on there and everything.
Mike Racine, you know,
makes,
Mike.
Makes great pasta sauce.
Makes great tomato sauce, spaghetti sauce.
Really?
Sells that. I don't know if he sells it as merch, but I know he sells it amongst his friends.
Really?
They love it. Yeah, he sells it out of the trunk of his car like a real Jersey Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
Which he is.
I like Mike. We met at Red Clay last year.
Yeah, Mike, he kills me,
we
man.
Talked
he's
about
so
that.
Funny. God, he's very... very button pushy on stage.
Is
like,
he?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he always Conan said. One of the things he did was he goes, his older brother is like mentally disabled.
Yeah.
And he goes, I was thinking about my folks are getting older. He's like, which one of me and my siblings is going to have to take care of my older brother? You know, and we really got to figure out which one of us is going to drown him.
Oh, man.
Those jokes.
Yeah. It was good chuckle. Yeah, Mike's a funny dude.
It's good times.
Yeah. He's actually a sweetheart, too, which is like the irony.
No, he's a nice dude. Yeah.
Shane, no ghosts, nothing? Nothing scaring you? Nothing taking you down? Nothing going to break your stride?
I don't know if I've ever had too many of those kind of like... I always brush them off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a real ignorance is bliss kind of thing. If like
smart move.
Yeah.
You're from Texas, though. No weird lights.
No,
you're from Alex Jones country.
Marfa lights.
the Marfa Lights I've never been to, but yeah. There was a prominent neighborhood of where I'm from. These people
from Fort Worth.
Yeah, you would go to this mansion, this house, and there was a stained glass window, and it was of a little girl on a swing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor was that she had died in their pond where the swing was by. She had drowned.
Mm.
So the thing was, people would be like, it would be either like you would get its profile or you would get it face to face. Like the window would change.
Oh, okay.
Presentations was like the thing. And I never remember it being true, but my buddy was like, it definitely is true. It happens all the time.
Like, wow. Also, like, yeah. Oh, his little
which
kid
is a creepy
died.
One.
Yes, yeah, stained glass memorial of a dead kid. Fucking, yeah. Your ghost landing lights. That's all it is. Come on in, demons of the other world. We fucked this one up by getting a stained glass memorial to a dead kid.
Hey, the worst day of my life. I'd like to walk through it every day.
Can we get some moodier colors in this thing? I'd love that.
Yeah. It's starting to look a little too Catholic. I don't want to make it a little sunnier.
That's why those roadside memorial crosses, like, if that's your family member and that's on your daily route, what a bummer.
I was trying to think, I hope if I die in a car accident, nobody puts that shit up. Or at least don't, like, with the plastic flowers and stuff.
When I die...
There's, like, real chintzy ones out there.
When I die, I hope one of my buddies has a giant decal on the back of their Ford F-150 of me.
You want to have the tribute?
Dave Stoker's butt burning sauce is like his will live on.
Fucking the tribute.
That's a bummer,
the
too.
Fucking
the
car tributes on a car that is like, this is a fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Temporary item in the world.
Yeah.
This is our memorial to our dead son. It's the rear window of my 98 Civic. Like, how many miles does this thing have on it?
I've seen, you know, they
do last forever.
They always put the years, you know, born. Yeah. I've seen some of those where, like, you do the math. I'm like, that guy's 79. Like, that's sad, but, like, it's not crazy. Like, I get memorializing your dead
for
son.
Sure, but, like, there's a little bit of,
but,
like...
okay, so your grandpa died.
Yeah, like, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grandpa's kicked the bucket.
Who's they?
They is grandpa. Grandpa's died. That's what they're doing.
Oh, I meant like the people that put memorials on their windows. What ethnicity are we trying to throw under the bus?
Latinos. Oh, yeah.
Shane can say it.
See.
I took a lift in Anchorage, and the guy picked me up in a fucking F-150.
Nice.
Like... crew cab, four-door. I'm like, what's your profit margin in this thing? Like, you're not making any money.
Just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
Something to get out of the house.
You're just trying to meet people.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I'm just lonely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You guys hear about this black hole?
Yeah.
What's going on with this black hole?
Everybody was like, oh, fucking picture's blurry.
Somebody wrote an article. Idiots. Here's the title of the article. We need to admit that the black hole photo isn't very good.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I could have sworn that I'd seen a picture of a black hole in my life, too. Like, I'm like, I thought we'd have conquered this one by
Yeah. But what is
it? Eats light.
What is?
How can you not be impressed by that?
Have you noticed, like, I don't know if it's millennial journalism or what, but the whole we need to admit this or we need to have a talk about this, like the titles, like just we need to admit that the black hole. You admit it, you fucking idiot. I don't.
Also, the photo.
Don't suck me into it.
Where's that article from?
Slate.com.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. We need to admit that the black hole photo isn't very good. And then underneath, the second line is, I mean, it's just not that aesthetically pleasing. Okay.
Is this like a serious article?
Yes. By Heather Schwedel.
I get Schwedel. That like, it may not be what you want it to be, but like, I just have this thing. People are just walking around prepared to be pissed off about everything now. Like,
or it's just like, people click on this because I'm being antithetical.
Yeah.
What's the word? My memory loss is bad. The hangovers just come with massive vocabulary memory loss.
Yeah.
What's like being contrarian. That's what I'm looking for.
I remember in the Alabama Senate race when Roy Moore lost and people were just like, he barely lost. We barely beat a pedophile. It's like, let's just take a win for a win right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You fucking moody little shits. Like, nothing's good. What are you doing besides naysaying everything?
Yeah.
But this fucking is the article where you know that every, like, negative comment they get just to them means people clicked on it.
That's true.
They're just happy people clicked on it. This is all of, like... you know, Vice's whole bread and butter. Like, we need to talk about how that Alanis Morissette album you love from 25 years ago wasn't good. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? People needed that. Now, if you want to talk about why Dave Matthews is even still a thing, that I agree with.
Yeah.
That was never good music.
Yeah, never.
Ever. Never to my thing. Anyone.
I like Dance Marching.
I mean, there were, he had a ton of radio hits, but it just wasn't.
But they were all bad.
You scratch a little more.
Oh,
show your world to me.
Can we get this guy to fucking squack on his alto sax now in the middle of it, like the song wasn't bad enough?
You remember when his tour bus dumped a bunch of shit on top of people's heads?
Into the Chicago River.
Just landed on people's heads.
Yeah.
God, how awful.
Get Dave Matthews turns.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Shit on twice. First, you got to hear the music.
You hear a good drum solo when it, like it lands.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I hear a 40-piece drum kit coming down the road. What?
Who's that comic? It said he was so drunk coming home, it sounded like somebody threw a drum set down the stairs.
I've heard that. Yeah. Forgot who that was.
Wasn't that that was like the old racist joke about how do Chinese people get their names? Just drop a silverware drawer down the stairs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've never heard that one, Kyle.
Never heard that one?
No, that's Avondale special or wherever the fuck it was.
No, man, that was the old racist chestnuts.
We all got them.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love a good racist joke.
Don't say that.
No, just if it's a good joke, even if it's not racist.
That's 39 minutes and 30 seconds for when you want to edit.
No, I'm just saying.
What do you call a black man flying an airplane?
Oh, yeah.
A pilot?
Yeah, pilot, you fucking asshole. Yeah. What else would you call him? My favorite is, and this one's great because it's interchangeable. You could just, an Irish guy, a Scottish guy, and a Polish guy walk into a bar. Bartender goes, "Hey, get out of here!" Yeah,
I do like that one. That one always makes me laugh.
And you could put, insert any.
Everybody's an enemy in that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. Let's move off of this.
Oh, yeah.
Right, is there any way to listen to your racist, superstitious podcast about biscuits?
It does sum it up pretty good.
Oh, man.
Now my gears are
should we off. Get into it, Kyle?
Why I gotta be a black hole?
Oh, God.
Fucking these holes are taking our jobs.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Let's get into the topic because I know that's what people are just waiting to hear.
All right, I'm going to play something for you, and I want you to be quiet, and I want you to listen to this crazy shit, all right?
I hope it's your band's demo.
I want you to say please.
Please. You please listen to this?
All right.
Let's see if I make sure I got this queued up right.
Dave brought a speaker from home, as if the sound quality is what's going to matter here. Sounds like a Guatemalan cartoon character from the 50s.
This is Reggie Watts' first album.
Play a little bit more. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Oh.
We play just a little bit more.
Why not?
Hold on.
You sound like he talks to others and they talk to each other.
Yeah. Who the hell? What?
Even the audio of Bigfoot sounds blurry.
All right, fellas, do you know what that was?
Oh, God.
That was what's called the Sierra Sounds.
That band sucks.
I honestly think I could have made that.
Well, of course, upon first listen, that just sounds like a bunch of gibberish. All right.
No, but, David.
That's what's called the Sierra Sounds.
Why is it called that?
It was recorded in the secretive Sierra Camp location by journalist Al Berry and outdoorsman Ron Moorhead. This is back in 1972.
You up the in title the, of outdoorsman.
I think that's probably a self-appointed title.
Yeah, like headliner.
Yeah. 1972.
I'm Googling Al Berry right now.
1972, Ron Moorhead and Al Berry up in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, kind of in between, I think it's Yosemite and Lake Tahoe. Either Yosemite or Yellowstone. I forgot which one.
No, but, that'd be Yosemite.
Right yeah, that'd there. Be Yosemite, right?
Yellowstone's Montana.
Yeah, that's true. Duh. Yosemite, between Lake Tahoe and Yosemite, kind of right on the Nevada-California border up there in the Sierra Mountains, Sierra Nevada. Ron Moorhead was up there a year earlier, and he was with some buddies, and he was camping and hunting and stuff, and some buddies told him that they had seen and heard some Bigfoot. They had encountered some Bigfoot. So a few months later, Ron Moorhead goes back, and he brings a microphone, and he straps a microphone to a tree, and he's camped out all night. And that's just a real brief sample of some of the recordings that he captured. And yeah, man. Fucking Bigfoot, dude.
You said you think there's two of them?
He said that there were definitely two. And if you listen to him again, I'll play it again here in a little bit. And I'll put a link somewhere when we release this.
Or Al Berry passed away a few years ago.
But there was two off in the distance talking to each other. And then there's another set of recordings where they're pretty close. And Ron is actually talking to them. You could hear him. That was the human voice.
Which one's Ron?
The guy who spoke English. That was Ron on that recording.
Your name Ron? I'm a Bigfoot, and I'm named Ron. Two but Rons don't make a right.
I know it sounds like gibberish, but a lot of experts have analyzed these recordings. Including retired U.S. Navy linguist R. Scott Nelson. He's got over 30 years of experience studying foreign languages. Nelson was able to shed some light on the very strange audio clips. According to him, what we're hearing there was actual speech, not just noises, but speech. And after studying the recordings for years, he was convinced that what we heard there was an actual intelligent conversation between two different Bigfoots.
How does he know it was intelligent?
I mean
that's like a word they attach to whales, too.
Doing calculus back and forth.
Their TI-83s weren't together.
You ever watch Barney Miller? Sad. I love Barney Miller.
I feel bad making fun of this guy's big thing, especially after him being dead. Uh-huh. Yeah, like,
please.
But I don't.
But a lot of people smarter than us have analyzed this shit. And they're talking about how some of the tones and some of the noises coming out of these recordings can't be mimicked by a human voice.
I like the
sounds can be manipulated, though.
But if it's a fraud, yeah. I like that they went audio instead of visual.
Yeah, I do like that. That's a nice.
Because now there's nothing to say. It's like, we just heard these crazy animal sounds.
The University of Wyoming did a year-long study. Study concluded that there was no doubting the sounds were primate in nature. And not only that, but one of the creatures involved in the recordings far exceeded a human being's lung capacity and range. So they've really analyzed all this shit, and they're just talking about how...
Real Pavarotti Bigfoot.
I mean, to the naked ear, we can't really tell. But, like, I guess they've analyzed it and put the sound graphs and shit up and talking about how some of these tones and range can't be made by the human lungs and the human voice.
Well, primate, though. Humans are primates, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if it's a university, that's probably a pretty solid...
I mean, it's fascinating stuff, man. Yeah.
Have you been to the Bigfoot Museum in Portland, Maine?
No, I've been to the one in Ellijay, Georgia. That one's pretty rad. They got a Bigfoot turd. they got squatch feces.
Then why can't you do a DNA test on that? Isn't your DNA in your shit?
Who said they didn't?
Well, what'd they get?
That would be bigger
news then.
Probably says Bigfoot.
God, I bet the emails those places get are incredible.
Bigfoot.
what's troubling me about it? It's not. I figured it would be deeper, the tone.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, this sounds like, yeah, it sounds like a small, like a wolverine or something. Like an angry raccoon.
Those are just kind of noises and stuff, but there's this one here, you can actually hear, and they call it, shit, what they call it?
This just sounds like an angry raccoon.
No, hold on just a second here. I lost my notes. They called it samurai chatter. Samurai chatter because it sounds like somebody trying to speak Japanese. Let me see if I can find this one here.
Is that racist? Another bunch of samurai chatter.
All right, that's Ron Morton. The close sound is the guy calling his friends. There's one part where it sounds almost human.
Two of them across the creek at the big rocks. It's a hard act to follow.
They sound like he talks to us and they talk to each other.
Yeah. Oh, I am wild. What am I? What is you talking about?
It's a lost Japanese hiker.
Do they think their language is tonal?
Find the bones of an Asian guy in those woods now.
I don't know. I don't know what they... But they definitely think that they're speaking a language. There's a lot of reports talking about the difference between just noises and language.
Yeah.
And the people, the smart folks that have studied this, feel like these creatures are communicating with some sort of language. So, I don't know, man.
They feel like it's tonal because it's like varying pitches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else ever like make claims of Bigfoot noises when they're out there that match what this sound is?
It's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. Right. But yeah, a lot of people have reported claiming they've heard Bigfoot make noises. I don't know if they match these. But yeah, man, this is... some crazy shit. Sierra Nevada mountains. You ever been up there? You ever been camping up that way? Oh man,
is it New Mexico?
I've done
Nevada and California, like around Lake Tahoe. Man, no, that is some desolate shit up there. Those Sierra Nevadas, those are some real deal mountains.
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah.
How did you go up there?
I've been up there a few times. Just I've done like tours around Reno and Vegas and stuff. Lake Tahoe. Yeah. I'll go up there. But the exact location is unknown. For whatever reason, Ron Morehead has been somewhat vague and secretive about where the... That doesn't help his case.
Dispel some of these.
No, I'm reading a whole, like, this is an article from Scientific American where this woman is thinking, like, it's fake. Well, I guess the guy has the SPA, Sasquatch Phonetic Alphabet. Is that the name of your Navy guy? Is R. Scott Nelson?
Yeah, R. Scott Nelson.
Yeah, he thinks he's got a Sasquatch alphabet. All right.
Have you ever seen one of these?
Have I ever seen?
Bigfoot?
Shane, if I had seen one of these, you would never hear the end of it, okay?
I know, that's why I'm asking. I
want so bad to see.
No. Well, because you're such an enthusiast, I thought maybe you'd actually seen one.
Oh, no. If I had seen one, you would have known.
It's like love. When you're looking for it, you're never going to find it.
I know.
You got to let it just happen.
I know.
Go out to the wood with no expectations.
I know, man. I want to know so bad.
No. I feel the same way. Like if I dunked a basketball, you would never hear me stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of the time I dunked a basketball.
By the way.
Also, I'll have an iced tea.
Wearing boots. Wasn't even wearing gym shoes. Got up there.
Timberlands.
Yeah.
Morehead, in terms of the location, he only vaguely suggests that it's a deer hunting camp 8 miles from the nearest road over treacherous terrain, rough wilderness. It's at an altitude of over 8,000 feet, somewhere between Lake Tahoe and Yosemite National Park. So,
but this according to this article, Bigfoot would probably communicate using vocalizations. However, non-human primates don't have the physiology to produce a wide variety of speech sounds. Mm-hmm. So it is unlikely that Bigfoot would have developed language or would be able to speak existing human languages.
She doesn't know.
God, I can't wait to see you guys' search engines. Like, your Google search has got to be fucking nuts.
I just looked up if Syndrome of a Downs was used. What's on mine? I won't be ripping that
Jesus
joke off.
Christ. It's crazy, crazy stuff, man. Think about, like, all right, and I say this every time.
Yeah.
I say this about the Patterson-Gimlin film. Have you seen the Patterson-Gimlin film?
That's the famous one?
The famous one.
Where like, Bigfoot's walking?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the... It's the Citizen Kane of Bigfoot.
Imagine if it is real. Like, I know it's real, but if you don't believe, just, like,
I'm not saying it's not, but I understand that the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that's like a, mm-hmm. like a theory, but I still, like, nothing, the information I get to support the possibility mm-hmm. is always never that concrete. But I also don't look for it.
Yeah,
but that's what's been upsetting. Like, the more stuff we read about here, the less I have to, like, when I was just like, I want it to be real, I'll pretend it is. And then the more stories I hear about, I'm like, God damn it, this is ruining so much stuff for me because all these fucking idiots out there.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, I'm Steve, I'm from the future. Fuck off, Steve, you're not. Like, that's like all this bullshit that's out there mm-hmm. and it's ruining my delight in the mystery.
I want it to be real, but it's the danger in wanting it so bad, you'll start to believe shit that mm-hmm. is a bad source.
Yeah.
What your hierarchy of beliefs? You got Bigfoot and cryptids, unknown creatures of the woods, aliens, or ghosts, spirits from the afterlife.
What do I think is likely? 1 to 4.
Out of those three, what do you buy into any of them? Aliens are my thing. Aliens are one.
Like 1 and 2, like interchangeably. Mm-hmm. 1A, 1B.
Of your own believability.
Yeah, like of a possibility, and then.
No ghosts, huh?
No, I don't have much of a.
Irish and Mexican and no ghosts? Wow. Wow. That is denying your heritage.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe, but like I said, I have issues with all of it. Yeah. They're all about as equally possible, to be honest with you. But aliens, is a very why not? That's clearly a very possible thing. If it's too big,
yeah.
We're getting pictures of black holes here.
Yeah.
That's coming soon.
Yeah. And then the Bigfoot is just like, why couldn't there be an undiscovered animal, a non officially discovered animal?
Yeah.
And then the spirits thing, I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes people know you're thinking about them. So why couldn't that reason?
You leave it open.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Super skeptical, but
skeptical, but why not allow them? This is not. This is a dog from a movie in the 40s.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
No. This is from Hellraiser. Where Pinhead is.
You turds.
Were the Hellraiser movies good?
I don't remember.
I only saw them when I was a kid, so I can't.
That's one of the more underrated.
Pinhead was scary, though.
Yeah.
He's a scary motherfucker.
Very scary.
Good job on the monster creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very, very good. Mm-hmm. I wonder who played him.
Pinhead. Did they ever explain why? Like, you just got like cloves and a ham. It was a perfect grid system.
I didn't know what you meant at first. It took a second.
Yeah, a perfectly perfect grid system with the.
Oh God.
I watched Annabelle Creation.
What's that?
Oh, that new horror movie.
That's part of the Conjuring series, and it's supposed to be the beginning. All those have really good scary parts. They might not be great movies, but there's always parts, and I'm like, oh,
my only problem with some of those horror movies, I like horror as a genre, but I'm not fanatical about it. Mm-hmm. Some of those movies are so slow paced. It's just the pacing.
If they can keep building the tension, if they can build the tension,
yeah,
I don't care about the pace as long as the tension is still building. But I know what you mean. Like, it can be a fucking slog sometimes. Yeah. Did you guys see Hereditary?
I did.
Yeah.
I did see
that. I fell asleep in that movie only because I was real high. I was in the middle of the day.
I was supposed to like it, according to a lot of people. I was just underwhelmed.
Hail Payment. Hail Payment.
Yeah.
I was not in a good place to be at the theater. Yeah. I was like scared or asleep. And I was with my buddy Bob. And so every time I was asleep, he was awake. I'd be like, what did I miss? And then he would fall asleep. We're old people who got stoned in the middle of the day.
Yeah, you did that when we saw The Arrival in Times Square, too.
Man, what a fucking disaster. The very last row of a packed movie theater, and the one guy next to me just brought all his groceries.
I forgot about that.
And fell asleep, and I was like, he's right, and I fell asleep, too.
He's right.
The guy just sat in the theater with his groceries.
That was like 2 days after Trump had won, and we were just like, we just don't want to be outside. Holy Lord.
New York.
Oh boy,
New York! It's a great town.
New York,
move there, Kyle.
Never.
How's New York treating you, Shane?
I'm hanging in there.
Whereabouts do you live?
Have you guys done an episode on Chuds yet?
No.
That plays into Us, the movie Us.
Oh, really?
Us
is about Chuds.
In a way, I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Us is about Chuds.
Well, holy shit!
Without knowing Us is a movie, you just think you're finding your own origin story. Us is about Chuds.
Yeah. My mom is Chud. My dad is Irish.
I'm Chud Irish.
Oh my god!
I was like one of the, you know, that Simpsons episode where they go to New York. And Homer doesn't want to go back because he was like,
"That's when the Chuds
came." Yeah, one of the funniest lines they do with that Benny Hill thing. He's like, "Sure, New York's terrible if you only focus on the pimps and Chuds."
Chuds.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Oh man, where do you live in New York, Shane?
I'm in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
That's
Biggie, right?
Yeah, that is Biggie.
Uh-huh.
It's Chance.
How's he doing? I don't know anything about hip hop. Wonder why he don't put out no new records.
Well, that could be one of them. Is the theory out there that he's still alive, or is it just Tupac?
I've never heard the Biggie one.
Yeah,
I've
heard the Tupac. That's true.
There was that movie that came out.
We're the three least qualified guys to talk about hip hop murder theories.
But we had covered the idea of like faking your own death and wanting to get out. And
yeah.
I mean, I could totally see that being a viable option if you're just like, I'm sick of all this. Every day of my life is people following me with cameras. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just dipping.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dip.
That's
not to say that they
faked
their. Not that they faked
it, but like you could see somebody.
But how that was like coordinated with the police or something? Like they think the police shot Tupac or something. Or I don't know. There was that's. We should go into music. There's that really good podcast called Disgraceland.
Yeah,
and they kind of they kind of cover that stuff much better than we would.
Which is like
it's a lot. It's just a lot of music lore.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's a really well done.
Have you guys seen the Cocaine and Rhinestones?
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's a good one. Yeah,
I like that one.
Is that the same one like country music?
Yeah, it's Tyler Mahan David Allen Coe's son.
Yeah,
he has that one, and then he has Your Favorite Band Sucks.
We were listening to that.
That one, it's fun to listen to just because
he gets better as he goes along. Because the first few episodes, he reads like he's reading and typing. Like his player does a ton of prep work and stuff, but it's like the conversation flow in it is not.
Oh yeah, there's so
Your Favorite Band Sucks though. It always reminds me of like not all of them, because a lot of the episodes I do agree with. Like yeah, they do suck, but like. Most of them, I'm like, oh, yeah, that reminds me to listen to more R.E.M.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to them in a while.
I've been going down some weird rabbit holes lately.
Yeah.
I've been on a big Not a Surf kick for the past.
Not a Surf. What was, they had a big radio
Popular
hit.
Was their big one. It's like,
popular. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, but their stuff is so good.
Some 90s. I was going on a weird, it's like, you know what? I'm going to listen to some Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to some.
You in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, man. That one.
Turn the light
you know who's
on.
My favorite band from that 90s radio era who holds up for me is Cake. Cake
he's
is
still,
solid.
Like, I think he's still like a legitimate artist.
Yeah.
People like genuinely like him.
Those songs, some of those songs are really, really good.
I think he's still a tour. Like, I mean, like I still see him on festival lines.
Oh, really? What's his name again? Mike?
I don't know his real name, but like, I mean,
Doty.
I wouldn't know.
Is it Mike Doty? Is he from Cake or is he from something else?
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Mike Doty, I think maybe it is.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but yeah, Cake holds up.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Not a Surf.
Us is Chuds.
Us is Chuds.
Wait a minute.
I think you guys got new shirts.
Us is Chuds.
God, that is actually a pretty good shirt for your podcast.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, Dave's just waiting until we sell out of these homoerotic ones we got out right now.
We're down to one.
What's
that? We got a 3X. I got
big.
One 3X. One 3X. Those, we moved a bunch of those this week.
Like, Kreischer kept, like, when he was on tour, I was over to Ford, he's like, they had all these smalls and mediums, like shirts. Yeah. Somebody, like, he's like selling, I can't keep triple X's in. Like longer.
Dave sells those for cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, big boy discount. Big boy discount. Get $2 off because traditionally
so you get $2 more.
You have to pay extra.
Yeah, I like that.
So we have to pay $2 more to get them made.
Our business model is
so you're
lacking.
$4 hit on these.
Just hey, keeping it real for my big boys.
It's crazy that you guys don't own this place.
Yeah, man. Keeping it real.
Doing nothing right all the time.
Big boy discount, I do like.
Yeah, big boy discount, man. Because, like, man, his joke about on his latest special, or not the latest, but your opening joke on Loose in Chicago about Rachel sometimes getting jealous because maybe there's a bunch. No, not just a bunch of dudes that look just like me.
Yeah,
that is so true.
Yeah, I get a lot of.
Oh my God.
A lot of Shane fans are very, like.
Yeah. I was somewhere on my last tour.
Like very sweet girls, which is like,
yeah. It looked like a Dave Stone impersonator competition. Like just a bunch of 5'9", 280 pounds.
I was like, man,
Mary fucks.
I'm going to get real drunk and embarrass myself tonight. Like, don't do that.
A lot of guys,
please,
their best features are their shoulders.
Yeah. A lot of strong gut dudes.
Yeah. You should call the tour the strong kind of fat.
He carries it well.
Yeah.
There's muscle under here.
That's the closest thing to
38 since high school.
That's the closest thing to a compliment I ever get. It's like, what, you carry it well? Yeah, thanks.
You don't look it. Yeah.
Well, you're definitely not.
I know what else. I don't look fit.
You're definitely not new fat.
Yeah. This is old fat.
Tell them new fat folks just wobbling around, not knowing what their balance is.
Taking bar glasses.
I do that. I will judge. I'll see like a pudgy, doughy motherfucker who's probably 30 pounds less than me. And I'm like, look at that fucking slob.
Well, like,
because
like,
he's got no muscle mass whatsoever.
Yeah. There's a kind of fat when you look
gelatinous.
At people and you're like, they don't look solid.
Yeah.
You know, like they just look fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the only thing I got going is
I look strong.
I look like I could take a punch.
Yeah, you look like you could throw one. Remember when we were at Drive-By Truckers in Atlanta and those fucking Southern frat boys, the worst demographic of people in the world.
Fuck.
They were like, these guys just stood like right in front of us and there was plenty of space. Uh-huh. And Dave just tapped one on the shoulder and goes, hey man, don't be afraid to grab some of that right there. And just
yeah. No, I'll tell somebody to move.
They fucking sucked, though. Yeah.
I'm afraid to grab some of that.
Fucking take a couple steps that way.
Yeah,
idiot.
They were just shitty.
I've been here for an hour.
Yeah.
You just showed up and stood right in front of me.
Off the golf course. Yeah.
Oh,
fuck
really?
Out of here.
Yeah.
I don't tolerate that shit.
Yeah, but that was a fun show. They were great.
Yeah.
That was good. And I remember they played for like 2.5 hours, and by the end, we were just like, let's. Come on, wrap it up. Pat.
Yeah. Yeah, they do get a little long winded.
Yeah,
because they have such a big catalog.
And well, they kill it the whole time.
Yeah.
But I feel bad when I'm
like...
Was
you, me, and Singer, and who else?
I think Brandy Posey was with us.
Yeah.
When your youth is gone, you're like, I should have worn different shoes.
For this.
Like, when you start picking out sensible shoes for a concert instead of trying to look cool, like, I'll get my trainers on and be standing.
Well, when we were in Boston at the Wilbur, remember, like, when you did the Wilbur and I opened for you, and then, like... We were back at our hotel by 10 o'clock, and you were like, real rock and roll life we got here.
And you got
that bowl of noodles that looked like jizz.
Oh God, because the only hotel that wasn't $1,000 was still 20 miles outside of the city or whatever.
Yeah, I guess there was something going on.
There's something going on. Yeah, and like, oh, the only place open is this weird Thai tiki place next door. I'm like, oh, I'll get this. I got like noodles in a white. So it was just
in a
bowl of snot. It was like a bowl of snot.
It was glazed. It looked like cum. Like it looked like.
Look at your face. It looked like cum.
It looked like delicious.
Hey, Kyle, did it taste like cum?
I got a bowl of jizzy noodles. I don't know. Cum's bleachy, right?
No. I was in Detroit doing a show, and shout out to Jim and Alex, who run a great show in Detroit. But we're backstage after the show, and Jim's just like, yeah, you've tasted your own cum, right? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's not an uncommon thing. I have not tasted my own cum, but I have a bunch of friends who have tasted their own cum.
Yeah. And I was like, well, how would I do it? And he goes, you lick it off your hand. I'm like, no. I've never tasted it. No.
Have you tasted your
no
cum?
Interest in that.
I mean, I've definitely gotten some splashback, but
listen, my mom.
You know, when you're young, you shoot a lot harder.
My mom listens to this podcast, guys.
Oh, sorry.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
and Dan. Yes, I've tasted my own cum.
Oh, God.
I did. I'm like, I should know.
I've definitely gotten not an intentional. It been a couple of days, and I took care of myself and got some.
I got it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you? The recordings are me beating.
If
off.
I'm gonna, that's all that if is. I'm gonna,
those are the Sierra sounds. It's just shaking.
It's just my fucking fist slapping against my couch. Like slowed down.
Me trying to pull the demons out of my dick. my little golem exorcism.
Oh my god!
If I'm gonna expect a nice lady to put her mouth there. Mm-hmm. That would be rude for me not to know.
Hmm. Well, aren't you considerate?
Make food. Make somebody eat your food without tasting it.
Mm. Yeah.
Sure. I don't know.
I'm going to fucking throw up.
Do you think women taste...
It's not gay. It's your cum, Dave.
Yeah.
You're touching,
like, you're my good friend. If I taste your cum, it's not gay.
You're already touching a dick.
To quote Rory Scovel, I don't even look at my own dick when I pee. Oh, should we land this shit show?
I don't know, man. This cum stuff's pretty
bad. You want to talk more about cum? Talk some more cum talk?
Yeah. Welcome to, hey, guys, we changed the name of the podcast to Cum Talk. And cum. We have guests now.
If there's Bigfoot DNA,
uh-huh,
like a turd.
Yeah.
That makes no sense that they wouldn't have looked
by this
up.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Give me that turd.
Yeah.
What do you think Bigfoot's cum tastes like?
I don't know. Grass-fed.
Would
beef
you taste
bitter.
Your own cum if you admit you got to meet Bigfoot?
Jesus.
Or see
Christ.
A Bigfoot?
Who can't do this
he
anymore?
He would suck his own dick.
Come on, buddy.
He would take out all his ribs to suck his own dick.
Backwards.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Bronica.
Truth or dare, would you suck your own dick to meet Bigfoot?
Yeah. Just push your shoulders.
Dave broke his neck.
Really thought it would have happened when Bigfoot...
How? Well, sit down. We might be to blame.
Oh, God.
I would taste my own cum to meet Bigfoot. Or see him, I mean. Hey, Bigfoot. Mr. Bigfoot. The monster truck driver.
Nancy Logan is a human sound expert. She listened to the Sierra sounds. She said, I don't think Homo sapiens can make all of these noises and in this fashion. I've heard and practiced a lot of known human language sounds and vocalizations, and these don't fit any of them, and I can't make these noises. One example of this is that the whistling noises they make... In these Sierra sounds, there's some crazy, like, guttural whistling noises.
Yeah, I'm going, woo!
She says,
nice
the whistling
dick.
Noises they make sound to me like they are coming from the throat. I don't know any human who can do that, though with some practice they might. Sound analysis of whistle shows that...
They're talking about tasting their own cum.
Harmon. I can't focus.
I appreciate you trying to get back in on that.
Yeah, I just... I'm trying to plead the case here for the Sierra sounds.
Just taste your own cum, Dave.
Right. Yeah, just God eat jizz, Dave.
You can put it on something like bread.
Well, that's not part. When did that...
I mean, if it's easier for him to try it, you know. Yeah. You know, my mom used to...
Gotta make yourself a little fuck sandwich.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is...
Let's go get yourself a nice grinder and lay your pipe in it.
Yeah, no condiments for me. Just maybe a little extra oil and vinegar.
Speaking of which, I got a recipe today.
Oh.
It's not really a recipe. It's just a reminder to eat more oatmeal.
Fuck that.
Make you a nice bowl of oatmeal. Yeah, you fuck with oatmeal, Shane?
I do. It's,
not the microwavable instant shit. Make the real stuff. It takes 10 minutes.
Even if that.
The fact that I would have to spend 30 seconds to make microwave oatmeal upsets me.
Oatmeal is so underrated, dude. Put a lot of butter, put a little salt in there, and then whip you up a couple pieces of toast.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Throw that in there.
I do. Like, I'll just throw...
Oh, man.
Fresh fruit. Like, I'll just do berries and whip it in there with some brown sugar. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people
go... And it goes
go,
a long way, too. Like, I don't feel like if you're trying to be conscious about what you're eating, it's really good. Yeah.
A lot of people go with the brown sugar. I like savory oatmeal. I like just salt and butter.
Yeah. Savory oatmeal?
Yeah.
He's fucking dropping tuna in there?
No, just salt and butter, Nice piece of toast. Dip it in there. Oh, man. And here's the thing.
If the oatmeal was hearty enough and you put the right cheese in it, it would probably be really good.
Cheese?
You won't
like
eat...
Like a soft cheese if you could like whip it into it. Kind okay. of.
You won't eat jizz, like but you'll eat savory oatmeal.
Yeah, that's right, Kyle. I won't eat jizz, but I will eat savory oatmeal. That's fucking crazy.
Which is the same thing.
I'm out of my
savory
mind.
Savory oatmeal is jizz. Hey,
come on, baby. Take down some of my savory oatmeal.
Eat more oatmeal. My jizz
really,
looks like oatmeal.
It really bums me out. My wife, she won't swallow my savory oatmeal.
It's fucking lumpy. Oh, God.
Dries on the sheets. I scratch myself when I sleep.
Jesus. Comic of the week. Speaking of cum.
You sure they want to be noticed on this episode?
Our buddy Shane Moss has a new documentary out.
What?
He's got a great new documentary. I've seen the trailer. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to watch it tonight. It's about Shane is super into mushrooms.
Yeah, like hallucinogenics.
It's called Psychonautics, a Comics Exploration of Psychedelics. And Shane's out of his fucking mind.
It's called
anyway.
Unhirable.
Shane, if you pay attention to his tour schedule.
Hey, like, hey, that's not a microwave. It's a copier.
He's got like three different hours that he does.
Yeah,
like he'll go and like, oh, the early show is my normal hour, and the second show is my mushroom hour. Like,
yeah.
But anyway, he did a documentary.
He did a microdosing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Our buddy Dave Waite is in it. Ryan Singer's in it. I'm sure a lot of other folks are in it.
Guys.
Yeah, but
Singer's my favorite guy to talk to.
Singer's the best. He's a great dude.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he would be a great guest for.
Oh yeah. Well, we kind of had it. Cross promoted. But if you guys don't know Shane Moss, I know y'all do, but the listeners, M-A-U-S-S, pronounced Moss, but spelled M-A-U-S-S, got several great albums out. His first album is just, like his style back then was
the one
more
the
one-liners. Yeah.
The one with the thing about Time Machine?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. It's a hit. You know that one where he goes, it's like you go back in time, you're like, I would teach people stuff. You're like, hey, this is a computer. Like,
a computer, cool.
It's like, hey, is that a fucking time machine?
But yeah, it's on Amazon right now. I think you get on iTunes and stuff. I don't know that it's on Amazon. I think it might be. Anyway, it's somewhere.
Google, you'll find it.
Psychonautics.
He's got a strong internet
person. A comics exploration of psychedelics. I was hanging with our buddy Billy Wayne Davis at Bridgetown.
BWB.
Portland years ago, and we're just standing there, and I had to go do another spot, but me and Billy are just sitting there, and Shane walks up, and we small talk for about 30 seconds, and then Shane's like, Billy, you want to go do DMT? And Billy's like, yes, I do. And they went and did DMT in a hotel room while I went and did my spot, and then by the time I was done, I met back up with him. He's like, it was great. So, but speaking of Ryan, on Ryan's podcast, Me and Paranormal You, if you go back into the catalog maybe 3 years ago, there's a two or three part episode where Shane coaches Ryan into doing DMT on the podcast.
Jesus.
He does it on the podcast and like fucking walks you through the whole process.
One comedian leading another comedian field trip style through hallucinogens.
Yep.
Christ, what could ever go wrong?
So yeah, look up
Ryan's on another frequency anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, that's a fun listen. Me and Paranormal You search the Shane Moss episodes, and that's where Shane is literally in the moment walking Ryan through the world of DMT.
We talk about the fans we get out. Imagine those shows.
Yeah.
Just a bunch, like a room full of people all tripping their balls off.
You must get somebody.
Just go in there with like one, like an inflatable spider or something. To watch people lose their mind. Like, are you guys seeing that?
Oh, man.
Wear like a beer foam hat and see what people think it is.
Yeah, don't acknowledge it at all. Like, hey, I'm not really sure.
Shane, have you done mushrooms?
Yes.
Have you done DMT?
No. Have you?
Same. Mushrooms, yes. DMT, no.
I was thinking about going on and having a little mushroom trip like sometime next month, but going back out to Oregon and doing a little cabin trip.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
See if it's, yeah.
Real quick, birthday shout out. I'm still doing birthday shout outs.
What is this?
I like it. It's folksy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like your radio.
Yeah. Shout out to Colin Burke, whose birthday is coming up April 18th. Big fan of the Boogie Monster. Happy birthday, Colin Burke.
Happy birthday, Colin.
That's it. Just
taste your own cup.
Yeah, taste your own cup. Kyle, what do you got to plug?
Fucking frost your own cake for your birthday this year.
What are you plugging, Kyle? Where are you going to be? Today is April 16th.
Is it?
Yes.
Let me look. Oh, is this what it's called?
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, all right.
What do you got? What do you got there, buddy?
Salt Lake City next week. Wise Guys.
Oh, yeah?
Salt Lake City.
That's pretty good.
Eugene, Oregon. Bend, Oregon. Tacoma Comedy Club. All in the whole run next couple weeks.
Nice. Yeah, Shane, what you got coming? You got some TV dates to plug?
I can't plug it.
Can't plug it yet? Okay. Okay. But soon.
This comes out the 16th?
Pay attention. Shane will be on TV soon,
yes,
we hope.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
But yeah, it's got late in the title.
Uh-huh.
It's on in the evening.
It's going to be
that's like four shows still.
Yeah.
I'll be making a little run through the South. I'll be in Chattanooga at JJ's Bar, Huntsville at the 805 Bar, Lazoom Room in Asheville, North Carolina, and Highland Ballroom in Atlanta, Dave's Old Stomping Ground on the 20th. That's the 17th through the 20th of this month. And then watch the web series I did with Comedy Central.
Right. Yeah, man. You got
Shane
stuff
Conquers
out there.
Fear.
Awesome.
Positive fear factor is essentially what we're going for.
That's
Are
great.
You going to eat your jizz on it?
Yeah, if it was someone's fear, Dave, you could be, I guess.
All right. I'll eat your cum.
You got to eat your own
cum. Oh, okay. Well, no. Well, fuck that.
Well, there's not believing in yourself.
Gross.
There's an immersion therapy process. You can taste my cum. Then you have to drink a lot of your cum. You got to save it, though.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, shadeisacomedian.com.
I'll,
what do you got coming up?
I'm going back in May. I got a bunch of dates. Pensacola, Tallahassee, Orlando, Chapel Hill, Greenville, Charlotte, Chattanooga, Bristol, Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia. All coming up in May. DumbDaveStone.com for the details. I won't bore you with them right now, but
you have
look
a good
it up.
Radio voice.
Look it up. Thanks, Shay.
He was a radio
I was a radio DJ. Oh. Dangerous Dave. Dangerous South 106.1. Today's
Dangerous Dave.
Today's modern country and yesterday's favorites. I hosted a show called Crying, Loving, Laughing, or Leaving, and it was an all request hot country show, and it was all redneck teenagers calling in, talking to their girlfriends and boys. Hey, Dave, this is Marcus. Want to wish Kelly a good day. Me and Kelly broke up yesterday, but I want you to play Tim McGraw on Faith Hill, It's Your Love. That was our song. I know she's listening. Want to let her know I still love her, and we're going to get back together. Thanks, Dangerous Dave. All right, man. Thanks for checking in. South 106.1.
I'm going to play Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Instead. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that was brilliant voice. Yeah.
Good times.
Dave does Southern real well.
Got me tasting my own cum.
She broke up with me because I wouldn't eat her puss. So,
well, they had that out here, but it's like old school, like more slow jam type stuff, but it's all like gangsters.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it would be like, Little Spooky is sending this one out to his boo. It's once, twice, three times a lady by the comedy.
You know, Delilah's still on
there. Says he'll see you when he gets out.
Delilah's still doing her thing.
Yeah.
Who's Delilah? Man. Is that?
She's that famous radio DJ who, like, she was like, oh, this one goes out to Sharon. She's having a hard time. Her and JJ broke up. That's real hard.
That might be Coast FM.
So I'm gonna tell you, know what I always need is a little pick me up. So we're going to do some dancing on the ceiling. Yeah.
Oh, well. All right.
She's
well,
engaging personality.
That's it, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Any parting words, Kyle?
No.
Sierra Sounds.
Hold on. Let me just... I'll play us out. That's a radio term. Let me play us out real quick, Kyle. All right. This will be
played
fun.
Yourself out.
Yeah. Played myself out. Yeah. There we go.
Trying to get the hummingbird camera. What?
Number one.
It did sound like you said number one. We'll do a manual fade. And we're done.
The Boogie Monster.
Podcast Network.